African American religion can be described as a hybrid combination of African traditions and Christian doctrine. There's no doubt that African Americans developed their own version of Christianity, especially during the latter part of the 18th century. Simon Brown, an ex-slave born in 1843, recounts a story outlining this religious divergence.
Now, I used to drive my master's family into town to church in a two-horse surrey on Sundays. Oh, I had to sit upstairs with the other slaves, and we act like we enjoyed the service, but we didn't. But the slaves, they had their Christian religion too, and it wasn't cold and proper like in the white folks' church. The fact is, the black folk didn't even have a church. They meet in a cabin in the cold weather and outdoors under a tree or a brush arbor in the summertime. Sometimes the master's preacher would talk at the meetings about being obedient to our masters and good servants and about going to heaven when we die. But oh my, when my people got together to worship God, the Spirit would move in the meeting.
I love the Lord, my Savior and my God. Sit down, oh, sit down. Well, sit down, Mother, sit down.
Yes, Lord, I
see. Sit down and take your rest.
Yes.
You got to lay your head upon my Savior's breast.
Master Jim Turner was a good-natured master. They say he used to sit around and tell these stories to his slaves that he claimed were taken from the dreams that he had the night before. He had this one slave by the name of Ike, and Ike and the master used to get together early in the morning and do what they called swapping dreams. Well, one morning, Ike was on his way in to clean up the master's room. It was getting to be a little late in the morning. Ike opened the door and noticed the master was still laying there in the bed. Ike looked at the master and he said, "Master, you feeling all right?" Master looked at Ike and said, "Well, you know, Ike, I had a rather strange dream last night." "Say you did, Master. Say you did. Well, tell me about it." Master said, "Ike, I dreamed last night I went to slave heaven. Say they were the muddiest and dirtiest streets I'd ever seen. Say houses was all falling down and broken up, and garbage was all over the place. Say there was a whole bunch of old ragged Negroes walking around." Says Ike, "You sure must have ate the same thing I did last night. Say I dreamed I went to white man's paradise. Say the streets were all covered with silver and gold, lots of milk and honey there, great big pearly white gate. Say, but there was nobody there. So I went to God and asked God why there was nobody in white man's paradise. And God said, 'Ike, remember this, you reap what you sow.'"